I've been working on affirmations all the livelong day. I've been working on affirmations just a while the day away. I've been working on affirmations and figuring out how they work. I've been working on affirmations all the livelong day. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with I've Been Working on Affirmations. I've had so many requests for my singing that I had to do it every now and then. And I was doing it at the table here the other day, and one of our guests said, "Hey, you have a very nice voice." And my own staff, who's heard me many times, has not resounded that way. And so I've invited that guest to come back as often as they like. I think that'd be very nice. Affirmations are a very powerful and a very wonderful thing. And how we use them makes all the difference in the world. Now, I've been talking to our staff here about using affirmations. And I've been telling them about exercise affirmations, that if they will do this particular exercise every time they get up, moving their leg back and forth purposely, each leg, for 3 to 10 times, that within a 1 week's time, they will have exquisite balance in their body. Well, I can tell who's doing it and who isn't. And a lot of people make a big fuss over doing it, and they aren't really doing it. Talk. If you do it, you do it because it's fun. Now,
fun it is.
I was talking to one of my students who was visiting over the weekend, and I told him, I said, you know, the solution to your circumstance is affirmations. I said, make some affirmations that are positive to you and make them that are good to you, and you'll find that whatever your circumstances are that are distressing you, it'll go away. And whatever is beneficial to you will come up and stay. So, he asked me a most interesting question. And I'm going to answer that question for you, too, as I answered it for him. But it's a most interesting question. He said to me, he says, "Herb, do you use affirmations?" He asked me if I use affirmations. My goodness, I said, "Yes, of course." I said, "I not only share them and teach them and I tell people about them, but I use them.
I live them.
And yes, well, that's even more powerful. I live them. I get results from them. My life is filled with wonderful experiences from them. You know, I'm so many thousands of years old, and I look like I'm only 100, you know. But it's whatever you want to live. What do you want to have? You want to be young and dynamic and wonderful, or do you want to do the other? Now, we had a number of different friends who want to do the other. They say, well, if you don't do what I want you to do, I'm going to die, and then you'll be sorry. You'll be sorry that I've died, and you'll be sorry that I'm gone. And I talked to my friend this weekend at one point, and I said, if you're going to be sick, die. You know, don't hang around, you know, because who wants to play around with you when you're sick and not feeling good? We want you when you're feeling tippy-top. And he said, well, what do you mean? That's cold. That's not very nice. I said, yes, it's very nice. I said, if you want to die, die. If you want to live, man, I'll work with you 100% on living or dying. And to live valiantly and powerfully and wonderfully, just put the right affirmations in motion. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I like me. 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 I like. And if you say I don't like me, what's going to happen? Now, I have been sharing the last couple of years now, very powerfully, to the distress of many people, stem cells, and how powerful stem cells are, and how there are 10,000 stem cells born in the brain every single day, and that these stem cells are like little babies who don't know what they're supposed to do. They're like even pre babies, you know. They're, the cell is born in the embryo, in the egg, in the sperm getting together. And it's the cells say, okay, who wants to be the nose? I want to be the nose, who wants to be the ear? You know, I want to be the ear. And, you know, they don't, they're undifferentiated. They don't have a job. They haven't been told what to do. And so somebody has to tell them what to do. And so our divine intelligence inside of us tells these cells what to do, and out they come, sometimes a little confused, but 99.99% they come out very good, very, very good. And they come out healthy, and they come out very fine. Now, every day we have these 10,000 stem cells born in our brain, waiting for us to say to them, Here's what I want you to do. 10,000, what do you do? How can you talk to 10,000 stem cells? It drives you crazy, you know. What are you going to say to them? All you have to do is say, I'm whole and perfect. That's where the affirmations come in. Your affirmations come in where you affirm that. Now, if you tell your stem cells, oh, I got a tummy ache, oh, I got a headache, oh, I got this, I got that. Well, the stem cells are going to say, oh, okay, I work in any area. There's no, like the law. I don't say it's good or it's bad. I do whatever you expect of me. And so if you expect me to be a sick stem cell, I'll be a sick stem cell. And then you'll have a sick body. Or do you want to have a positive? Now, that means you have to do some homework. You have to say to yourself, I'm whole and perfect. So I walk the path here around the property here. And as I walk this 4 mile path every single day, it's just fantastic. And I walk the path with my dog Rex, and I put him on the leash at first just to make sure that he's walking with me. And then after he's come along a little ways, I let him loose and let him walk on his own. And then when I notice that he's taking too long behind some bushes or whatever, I whistle, and out he comes, and he says, okay, Dad, what's what you got in mind? And I open my arms to him. He says, oh, you're going to greet me. So he comes roaring at me and roaring at me right by me, you know. And he says, ha ha, fooled you, didn't I? Made you think I was going to jump in your arms, knock you down. No, I didn't teach him to do that. I taught him to just be a good, intelligent boy, and he is. So, you see, this is what our stem cells are waiting for. They're waiting for input from us. And our affirmations are the input that we give to our body, our mind, our soul, to our whole beingness. Now, we were at the table here and the phone rang and it was AT&T. And they said, we want to do a little research with you and see if we can't get you onto some more accounts. And so I said, go right ahead, check it out. And she checked and she checked and she says, you got everything we have. And I said, that's right. And she says, you're not using us for long distance. And I said, no, we got a cheaper place, you know. And she says, oh, okay. And so she knew that there was no sales going on there. I had the affirmation. We have a less expensive system for our long distance, you know. And there are lots of less expensive systems around, even less expensive than what we use. But we don't use it that much, so it isn't worth changing. But we're happy with what we have. Now, when my friend said to me, do you use affirmations yourself? I thought to myself, he doesn't have a single clue as to what affirmations can do, really. He hasn't a clue, and neither have you guys. He hasn't a clue of what affirmations do. The affirmations are not something that I'm putting on a show and trying to get your attention with. I'm talking to my own inner self, and my inner self I have to be talked to on a daily basis, because I got new stem cells being born every single day waiting to be told what to do. And if I don't have a positive mental attitude about myself and about what I tell my stem cells, they're not going to know what to do. Affirmations are the most vital, dynamic activities that we can participate in any day of our life. And if you get going with your affirmations, I'm whole and perfect. Now, Ellen says, I want to do that leg thing you told me about. And I want to do that leg thing. I said, well, every time you get up from a sitting position or laying position, you take a moment And you do that. And 3 times to 10 times with the leg one way, and 3 to 10 times with the leg the other way. And once you're doing 10 times each time you get up, it goes very quickly, very nicely, and you get fabulous results. Well, now, I say that, you do that. And you say, well, I want to do it. And I say, no, you don't. If you want to do it, you wouldn't talk about it. You just do it. If you wanted to do it, you wouldn't make a big fuss about it. And every time you get up and say, look here, I'm doing it. Look at watching me. Look at me. Look at me. Aren't I a good little girl? You know, aren't I a good little person that I'm doing this thing? And no, you're not a good little person. All you're doing is just trying to get attention. And little children do that all the time. I mean, I've been through this before. I've raised lots of little children. I know all about the games that they play. And some of the little children are in their 50s and 60s and 70s. And 90s, yes. Yeah. Well, it's just like with Dorothea. Dorothea was 91, and I said to Dorothea, Dorothea, you know, it's okay if you die. It's okay if you live. I said, I'd prefer to have you live because you're a lot more fun with me when you're alive. She said, I said, but if you feel you finished whatever you want to do and you want to take off, you go right ahead. And so she did. And it's okay. But you see, she wasn't doing her affirmations. She wasn't talking to her stem cells. She wasn't doing these things. She was feeling sorry for herself. Oh, nothing more. It's not interesting here anymore. It's not any fun anymore, you know. And what was she trying to do? She was trying to run other people's lives. And that's not the thing to do. You run your own life. Every person who has died has tried to run somebody else's life. And they got kicked in the shins, and they said, well, if that's what you feel about it, I'll just leave. Then you'll be sorry that I'm gone. And as soon as they were gone, you got used to the idea that they were gone. You changed your program a little bit, and life went on. And it does. And it goes on maybe even easier. Uh-huh. Because you're not fighting with that person or them trying to get you to do what they want you to do. You know? So if we would each just do what we want to do, if we would each just do what makes us happy and makes us feel fulfilled and uplifted and so forth. And if I tell you to do the leg exercise for balance and you don't choose to do it, yeah, that's okay. That's your game. If I tell you eat food and you'll be a healthy, dynamic person and you don't want to eat, that's fine, you know. Saves me money, you know. And if you don't want to drink wine and if you don't want to eat the ice cream and what have you that we have, that's fine too. More for me, you know. So, but whatever is right for you, you just play your game. And I love you if you want to be with us, and I release you if you don't want to be with us. And that's for everybody, for everybody. And I've had some pretty exciting people who have chosen to cut out. And I thought to myself, my God, you live such an exciting life and so many wonderful things happening in your life, and you want to leave, you know? But that's okay. That's okay. You see, they didn't get one message that's very important to be got. And that message is that right here and now you can live in eternity in perfection. You do not have to have a sick body. You do not have to have a sick mind. You do not have to have any problems. You do not have to have... You see, we haven't let go of the past. We keep hanging on to the past, and then we complain that we have all that past garbage with us. Well, it's an art to let go of the past. And that's part of what I share with you, if you want to hear it. But most of the time, people who have a past that is giving them a lot of fun, they don't want to let it go, and they don't want to hear what I have to say about it. And that's okay. That's okay. I am not your master. You're your own master. I am merely somebody who shares with you different techniques. You go to the different gurus, you go to the different master teachers in Kung Fu or in Taiwan, Tai Chi or whatever it is. And each one of them has a different way of looking at life. And people like what they have to say. And so they follow them, and that's beautiful. And if they don't like what they have to say, or if they think that they're better than what the teacher is, then they go and find another teacher. Hopefully they'll be better than what they are. But they'll never find a teacher that is better than they are. because everybody is their own best teacher. And this is what we learn as we take our affirmations and apply it in our life. And this is what I recommend for each of us. Be yourself and have fun. And as you do that, wow, life is great. I love you. 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 I love you.